the fan also. Anyways, it is cold. You can switch off the fan. Yeah. This one, where is this? Here? Yahan par hai? Yahan par dekho. Band kar. You're able to see? Everyone in the back also is able to see? What is written there? Srila Prabhupada Book Marathon 2012. Just sorry Prabhu. So today I was told to present something on what happened last month in the month of December. The efforts taken by all the devotees in our Radha Gopinath Temple congregation, and everyone felt that we didn't do much, but that little which we did has turned out into a big figure. So we wanted to present that to you, all of you. So Prabhupada Book Marathon 2012. Go ahead. Prabhupada said, "Whenever I get report of my book selling, I feel strength. Regarding book sales figure, please endeavor in this way. This is the only solace of my life. When I hear that my books are selling so nicely, I become energetic like a young man." Prabhupada saying. Next. "This is the first time in the history that so many religious books are sold so popularly. Keep distributing as many as possible in huge quantities. This is my pleasure." So the highlights for this year's book marathon is that one of the most important highlights is devotees have taken a lot of endeavor to make it possible. In the month of November, many devotees had gone for Kartik Yatra, and then they came tired, and the December was again, they had to go back to work after a long gap. A lot of work pending was in the office and even at home also. So all that pending work in December coming marathon is there. Still devotees tried their best and all the endeavors have worked, and we have been able to achieve the target, which was this year we achieved a target of 1 lakh Mahabik books. Hari Bol! That means all of you have endeavored together and we have made it the figure of 1 lakh. It's a very big figure. That's how our 50, 100, 50, 100, and 200 makes it 1 lakh. That is the power of congregation. So highlight of this is that word. Special scorers and main contributors for this particular marathon, which we are going to show now, are each one of you. Each one of you have endeavored very hard. And everyone has made an attempt, so therefore each of your attempts are at the lotus feet of Shri Radha Gopinath, at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. There is no doubt. And therefore, while I am presenting now the highlights of the marathon, it may happen that I may, based on the report which I got from the book Godown, highlight some particular devotees who have done remarkably well. And this is all because we have a personal movement. We don't want to be impersonal. They don't know. We all did nicely, but we don't know who did nicely. So we are going to highlight some few devotees and few groups here. And in case we miss out someone's name, please forgive us. But we are trying to just verify some devotees who have made their best. Go ahead. So Transcendental Book Godown, which is downstairs, on your way to Prasadam Hall. The report from that place. The Brahmachari team from Shri Radha Gopinath Temple, the senior Brahmacharis, they had taken 2 bus parties. 2 buses had gone, one to Punjab, another to Gujarat. So their focus was going to companies and doing book distribution in the companies. So they would go and approach the manager of the company and convince him that you allow us to put bookstall in your company and also give credit facility. That means the workers will come, they take the book, they sign it, and you cut the money from their salary. So it was a very difficult task, but many of our brahmacharis were expertly convincing the managers, praying to Krishna, and finally they got the permission and they did a nice score. Let's go ahead. Both the bus parties together did 12,000 Mahabik book in just 30 days, 1 month. So hard work from their side. 2 more bus parties ahead, BT Brahmacharis, who were training Brahmacharis in our temple. They also went village to village. And when they were going to village and doing one-to-one, they focused on schools. they would go to schools, enter the staff room, or meet the principal and call a discussion of the staff members, the teachers, and preach them about the Bhagavad Gita, importance of the Gita, and the teachers would buy the Gita. So that was the main focus of their visit. The whole idea was that if the book goes to the teachers, what will happen? The teachers will teach the students, hopefully. But at least better, something better than nothing. So we can find here that how the giving knowledge to the teachers. We can see sometimes teachers get the knowledge and they can teach to the students. So Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, a simple thing, but the teacher has to know that first. Go ahead. So the two parties, one was from one went to the Amaravati district, another went to Konkan area, from Khopoli to Savantwadi. And together, they distributed around 11,700 Mahabig books. It was one-to-one. Like, imagine doing the distribution one-to-one. It's very difficult to convince anyone one-to-one. But one-to-one they did, and 11,700 Mahabigs they have covered. We can see one devotee here presenting in a staff room. What is the importance of Gita? And immediately staff would buy the Gita. Next. Then we come to congregation side. We have a brilliant score from congregation also. We have Thana congregation devotees. They distributed 1,500 Mahabig books. They had planned very well in their distribution. On 23rd of December, which was Gita Jayanti day, the day of the advent of Gita, they all went on the streets on Thana, and just in the evening time, they distributed around 200 Gitas. So that was the power. And we can see here the photo, how they are so happy here. Is it not? On a Sunday, working hard in the sun and in the streets, how one can be happy? It's not possible. But they all know, 6 days a week, they have worked for a boss, and they were not happy with the boss. Seventh day, they worked for the supreme boss, Radha Gopinath. And the supreme boss has his own CEO, chief executive officer, who is Srila Prabhupada. And therefore now, they are happy more here. Ecstatically, they are displaying the Gitas and the joy. So, I mean, people go for picnics, Lonavala, Khandala, everywhere. But in the evening, they are all tired. In the evening, they are happy, see here. So this is a good picnic place, Thane station. December. Go ahead. A group of Matajis who had small children, they made a group. So in the evening, after they would finish their household work, and before they have to be, they would make the dinner also, and then around 5 o'clock they would leave and come back by 8 o'clock. 2-3 hours of book distribution on the streets, on the railway station. This group is from Mira Road. And together, this Mother Sankirtan party and also all other devotees in Mira Road, they were able to manage 2,000 Mahabig books. Hari Bol. In fact, Mira Road is a Hari Bol. In fact, Mira Road, we have ocean of Vaishnavas. If you take a train to Mira Road, you'll find someone on the train. What to speak of when you get down from the train? Someone is always with a bead bag. So actually, we could not get an exact picture of how many devotees from Mira Road took books and how many books have gone. But roughly, some devotees whom I know very well, whose names I know. So from that, we got a figure of 2,000. Maybe more also, they have done book distribution. Go ahead. Devotee group, young Matajis from IYS girls, they made a group called as Tamal Krishna Maharaj group. They got inspired from His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami. And they were in Lower Peril station. And they, just 5-6 of them, they were able to do 700 Mahabig books. Hari Bol. Yeah. Go ahead. Devotees were very old. They did not say that we are old, we can't do. They did more actually, more than what can be expected from them. At the age of 60, 65, 70 also. I in fact asked one devotee who is a very old devotee that when you go for stalls, how many Gitas you can pick up in your hand? He said, only one Gita I can pick up, that's all, not more. I said, how did you manage picking up boxes and table? He said, luckily, fortunately, many young devotees who had offices, they would come in the morning, set up a table, and then they would go to office, and then we would take care of a table, and evening again another batch would come, and they would wind up the table. So that was the effort they put. It's very difficult actually on the streets to stand on the street and get the dust, inhale the dust, and all the cough, and the cold, especially now so cold. But Varishtha Vaishnavas did their well. In fact, one devotee was mentioning to me this nice point that one young man came to him, and he said that, I have read your Prabhupada's Gita, In fact, we have a group of Gita readers, and we are around 6-7 of us, and 27 different types of Gita we explore. That means one verse we read, and then we read all the commentaries of all the Gitas. So it was a big thing. Someone in Mumbai doing it. No? So then, but the next thing was very challenging. He said that, but your Gita is a different Gita altogether. All other Gitas are almost same, you know, but Prabhupada's Gita, little different. Why? Why off track, you know? So this devotee was a simple devotee who had read Prabhupada's Gita and established his faith in Krishna. He said simple thing. Prabhupada says that one whose faith is very simple, his slate is very clean. So anything you write, he understands. But one whose slate is overwritten again and again, you write something on it, he will not understand. So you must have read 26 editions of Gitas, but you do not know which is the authentic one. Better refer one nicely and follow it than to have a group and just keep reading Gitas. That's a good point. Varishtha Vaishnavas did there well. Devotees from Navi Mumbai, from Vashi, Nerul, Belapur, Khargar, Panvel, they also had amazing stall. You can see how planned they were. This is a stall on the road. They put a pandal kind of thing and kind of, you know, proper book stall. One of the main thing which they emphasize, the devotees in Navi Mumbai, is that we should display nicely. Once you display nicely, people will like to come. If you have a small table and few four books are there, people will not come only. But a big table and lot of books, people will like to come. And they were able to do so much. You can see 8,000 mahabik, all of them did. Very bold. In fact, on this stall, they had also displayed Srimad Bhagavatam set. Srimad Bhagavatam set cost 5,000 rupees. Who is going to come and buy Srimad Bhagavatam on a stall, on a street? Is it possible? It is possible. If we desired and if there is faith, they were able to distribute around 15 Srimad Bhagavatam sets in the whole month. How many? 15 Srimad Bhagavatam sets. In fact, one person came on the stall and he said, I want to read Bhagavatam, where I can get? Can you imagine? They had Bhagavatam and someone came, asking for Bhagavatam. And he took the Bhagavatam. Someone came asking for something and then they convinced him, you take this Bhagavatam. It's very nice. So he took the Bhagavatam, he opened the carton and he distributed Bhagavatam to everyone in the street. He was so feeling inspired to do something because all the devotees are doing so much. So they did 8,000 mahabik around that much. Go ahead, next. There are many bases in Bombay where youth preaching is going on. In particular, Talwan based devotees, they did 1,900 mahabik books. They had a small tempo. In the evening time after their office, they would come tired. But they would just go out on the streets, different places, stations. And they kept the score ticking every day 60, 70, 60, 70. And at the end of the month, they have 1,900 mahabik. Hari Bol. Devotees in the VTA downstairs, Vaishnava Training Academy, one by one, either some Gita Dan Yagya or someone was doing train book distribution, someone was doing office book distribution. And even though they have a very hectic schedule, morning, they have to attend morning program here, go out, evening again come and have programs here. But in spite of all that hectic schedule, they were able to distribute 1,400 Mahabik books. Hari Bol. We asked our book godown devotees there, kindly describe the whole book distribution list. So they mentioned beautifully the whole thing called as qualities of a book distributor. And they saw that our devotees had all different qualities which a book distributor needs. So let us see what they have written here. Innovative strategies. So there is one devotee called Damodar Bhav Prabhu, who is from Thane, who was this year, this month, very well known for his innovative strategies of doing corporate book distribution. Then for determination, Tamal Krishna Maharaj group was given that particular quality because they had no permission on the railways. Still they managed to somehow convince the railway authorities and somehow dodge them maybe. And finally do book distribution even in Parel station. Inconsistency, Mira Road devotees, Kanjur Mark devotees, Diva Kalyan devotees. They had a very medium score but they kept on going every day, of the whole month. In patience, Yashoda Kumar Prabhu's name came because he was the one, he had to wait for a long time to get permission for Maharaj station, but he kept on going. And finally when he got permission, he went for the stall. Next. Intensity. For intensity, Yogesh Chandra Prabhu and Jai Radhe Mataji, they did book distribution for very few days, but they did so intensely that they could distribute around 1,300 Mahabik books. for confidence, Talwan Base was, Praveen Prabhu of Talwan Base was considered, because when he came to ask for 2,000 big books, the order, so Sharbuj Prabhu was mentioning that I was shocked that how can one person from a small base somewhere is asking for 2,000 big books. But he said, Prabhu, just give us, we'll see. And we can see now, 1,800 already they have distributed. So that is called as confidence. And teamwork, this couple, Nayana Mataji and Advaita Jeevan Prabhu, Advaita Jeevan Prabhu is brother of Radhikarman Prabhu, if you know, they would go in the evening door-to-door book distribution in the building, together, husband and wife. So that is their teamwork. And the backbone of our scores, yeah, there's one more, just fresh addition. Sarvamai Mataji, she was well known for her enthusiasm because she went flat to flat distributing books at night 10 p.m. Hare Krishna. Maybe she knew that that time everyone is available at home. The backbone of our score, this 1 lakh score, is the Gita Dan Yagya and the Shastra Dan Yagya, and the credit goes to Gokulanand Prabhu and the team and Kumar Gaurang Prabhu and his team. Hari Bol. Next. Shastra Dan, we did very nice Shastra Dan this year. Around 9,000 Gitas were sponsored. And as you know, last year 10,000, 12,000 Gitas were sponsored, and we could distribute those books on the different villages. Yeah. Just today morning, one person came to me, who just, I think, so a new person today in temple. Aap log itna sab Lakshmi jama kare, paisa jama kare, kitabo ke liye, Gita ke liye, ki aap log sach mein baatne wale kya usko? So very direct question. I told him, you didn't attend my seminar morning, 15 minutes I gave. Maybe you should come on Sunday Fish and attend. We'll show photos also that we do distribute books. It's not like we're taking money and we are not distributing. We are using it for Govinda's restaurant. Hare Krishna. We are actually, the temple is actually shelling out money for the transportation of these books. The books are available when someone sponsors it, but the transportation of the books from here to any village in Orissa or Maharashtra or let's say Rajasthan, the temple is shelling. And the devotees, we don't send books anywhere in the world, especially those places where some preaching is already going on. So people who are there, they should get benefited. So literally, last year, we could actually make many villages who got opportunity where every house in that village got one Prabhupada Bhagavad Gita. So every house had a Prabhupada Gita. At least in India we can say that ek jagah hai, ek ghar hai, ek gaon hai, jahan par har ghar mein ek Prabhupada ki Gita sabke paas hai. That is the point. So we'll show some photos. This is Osmanabad where every, just hold on, Osmanabad where every house has a Gita in Maharashtra. This is Osmanabad district, one particular village there, go ahead. This is a village Motari in Orissa, where devotees are preaching, and every house, next one, every house has a Gita, every person. Even people who are not following the Indian Hindu tradition, they also have Gita in their home. Hare Krishna. Next one. So today we are calling this as the score multiplication day, because today is the last day of the month. So, just in the morning when I said the same slides when I showed in the morning Bhagavatam class, and I mentioned that we have achieved 1 lakh figure, and then everyone said Hari Bol loudly. You also said Hari Bol loudly. But after my presentation was over, one, two, three very senior congregation devotees came and said, you should not say Hari Bol. It's very shameful. I said, why? So last year, what was our score? Last year our score, then I mentioned that it was 1,28,000. And this is 1 lakh only. So why are you saying Hari Bol? Everyone is saying Hari Bol, something has to be done. So I said, what can I do? As brahmacharis, we cannot push anyone. We can only inspire, because ultimately the congregation is the one who are going to do it. Is it not? Because our brahmacharis can go one-to-one book distribution, can do companies, how much they can do? 20,000 books only. The remaining 1 lakh, who does? All of you. And how do? You're 50, you're 100, each one of you compile, and finally it comes 1,28,000. So I was surprised by his remark, but anyways, considering his remark, we have some scheme here, score multiplication day, based on the inspiration of many congregation devotees. Many congregation devotees came to me personally and said that, Prabhu, this year I could not participate in marathon, I'm feeling very bad about it, but I want to do something. And then I said, well, you can do whatever you want, there are many schemes. Then they said that maybe I can help in Shastra Dan. So based on the inputs which I got of Shastradhan, we thought of a scheme on the last day of the marathon. The last day of the marathon is like a last over of the match. In cricket match, last over, what happens? So no one plays slow. Everyone plays very fast. Is it not? It's called hit out or get out. Sixers and fours are appreciated more. So this is the last day. We can try our best. So this is what we have thought of. Go ahead. How are we going to do this score multiplication day? One Gita or many Bhagavad Gita? Charity begins at home. That means we are thinking of having a sponsorship where devotees can come ahead and sponsor Gitas. Go ahead. That means each of you who are here, how many of you are here now? Have a count here around. How many are there? Can someone give a rough count? 100? More than 100. 400 to 500, even the Gaurnita Hall? Even the Gopalji Hall? Maybe 600. 600. Let's say 600. We are not asking that everyone has to do, but let 600 devotees sponsor one Gita. How much it becomes? 600 Gitas. Is it not? That's the idea we're promoting here, score multiplication day. Ek ek karke anek. So one contribution we do, but it becomes a huge contribution. So this is the help which you can render, help in distributing books to the villages. We have yet more villages to cover, more books to be sponsored. You can meet the devotees at the Shastradhan counter downstairs, and you can give your whatever donation you want to give from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. The devotees are available. There is no force in that. It is out of your own love and appreciation. Go ahead. So sponsor many. Now the sponsor many scheme, many is a unique scheme which we thought of, a new technique. This is called as an age-old method. An age-old method, first time it is going to be introduced in Radha Gopinath temple, and it has been introduced in the modern setup. Are you interested in having a look at this? Yeah. Go ahead. This is called as Tula Bhar Yojana. Have you heard about Tula Bhar? In temples, they have Tula Bhar. Is it not? Like you can see this girl here. She is having a Tula Bhar and they are putting laddus on the other side. Good. So after laddus are weighed, then the laddus will be distributed to everyone in the temple. Here is Vyas Puja going on. Loknath Maharaj is there and his Tula Bhar is going on, and equivalent of Prabhupada books are kept. So it's a good idea. Where someone can sit there and his Tula Bhar equivalent of weight of Gita is there, and those Gitas are sponsored. Go ahead. So this is the modern Tula Bhar which we are having here. We could arrange the age-old method, but in a modern setup, we have this modern Tula Bhar, where is a digital weighing machine, which is available downstairs. Go ahead. So who is eligible for this? If you are small kids, you can do the Tula Bhar of small kid, and equivalent of his weight, 15 kilos or 10 kilo, whatever it may be. Or if you are bigger kids, it will be 20 kilos. And more bigger, better. Go ahead. More bigger, more better. So more bigger, more better, more chance to serve. It's all up to you. Go ahead. Please don't feel that we are trying to empty your pockets here. Ultimately, we are just presenting it. Anyone who feels inspired should go ahead and can sponsor one Gita or can do Tula Bhar also. There is no force as such, but it's out of love and appreciation. We want to distribute as many Prabhupada books as possible in the marathon month. Go ahead. Someone may say that I have not got money. Don't worry. We have made arrangement for that also. You can give a check to us, or you can also have credit and debit card facility where you can swipe a card and you can pay the Lakshmi. So there is no problem in that. Go ahead. This year's marathon we are dedicated to Her Grace Madhupriya Mataji. We recently lost her in the Nepal air crash, as you all know. And she was one of the top book distributors in our temple for many, many years. Almost 20 years she was there. And every time she was top in the individual book distribution, and also she did considerable in Shastradhan also. So this dedication is for her. Next. So this is the power of congregational effort, that devotees can do small, but when the whole picture comes, it becomes a very large event. So we encourage all of you, if you feel, if you have someone, a contact, like for example today morning Sridharam Prabhu, when he saw this slide, he was inspired. And then immediately what happened, he called up his brother-in-law and inspired him. And then his brother-in-law sponsored 500 Gitas. So it can happen that you may be already inspired, but you can inspire others. And everyone is a stone throw away, one phone call, that's all. And everything is there for you. Power of congregational effort. Go ahead. So thank you very much. Prabhupada says, for your sincere endeavors to distribute my books widely, if you continue with such desire and determination, Krishna will give you all strength to increase more and more. Srila Prabhupada, Book Marathon 2012, Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Some announcements from Shubhila Su.
The Gita Champions League contest is having exams for students on 18th of January and for adults on 20th of January. For the coordination of these exams, we require some devotee volunteers who can go to schools and help conducting the exams. The interested devotees may kindly give their names to the reception below. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Bye. हरे कृष्णा कृपया तुमको बैठ जाइए
Thank you. Thank you.